Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Reiker. He's the author of the book Ideological Subversion, Yuri Bezmenov's Red Pill and Demoralization of Men by Feminism, Marxism, and Satan. In his book, he exposes the tactics used to target men and masculinity since the 1960s. We can all see soy society collapsing around us, and his book helps pinpoint how this is happening and how we can fight back. It also helps men build resilience so we don't have to kneel to the woke mob and be influenced by leftist subversion. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor links to Amazon, Google, and Spotify are down below, so you can get a copy for yourself. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Gen Z and Millennials are almost 3 times more likely to say that a wife should obey her husband. Why is that? Because more conservative people are born into liberal ones, and they believe the family values instead of the woke ones. Why do you think the left and the alphabet people are trying to spread their ideology far and wide, and convert as many other people to their woke way of life? Because that's how they reproduce. Even what few kids they have these days, many are being sterilized by being turned into trans people. Up next, find a woman that looks at you the way that this woman looks at Arnold while he was taking his English classes in Santa Monica in 1979. And another woman in the background is seemingly getting enjoyment by looking at the camera. Not only was the girl next to him falling for him, but chances were that every girl in the room was falling for him too. Never listen to women when they tell you that they aren't attracted to a man with muscles. They all probably slept with him and didn't care that he was using all of them. Number 3, people are saying that white people need to start having babies as soon as possible, because America's minority births outnumber white ones for the first time in history. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. I don't think it's blacks though, because their fertility rate is now 1.46 versus the white one at 1.54. It's Hispanics having more kids, but their fertility rate is 1.92. So even they're now below replacement. Gentlemen, artificial wombs are our only hope at this point. Moving on, this is why you shouldn't be a simp stepdad or get married. This guy adopted her 6 kids and had 2 more, and now he's facing child support for all 8 of them. Would you look at that? A black man getting scammed by a white woman, now that's something new. This isn't about race, though. This is about being stupid and putting all the power in the woman's hands to destroy your life by making her your wife. The red pill saves lives. Too bad he didn't take it on time. Number 5, here's the bargaining power of being a high-value man. When your woman tells you, no cooch tonight, you just say, no cooch from you tonight. And the moment he says that, she probably gets wet and jumps his bones because she knows it's true. And here's a picture of his side chick who'll do anything for him and won't nag him or badger him because she knows what she has and she won't risk upsetting him. Up next, women move to New York to snatch up the wealthy men, only to find that they're almost always autistic. Of course they are. You have to be obsessed and focus on one thing all day and get really good at it if you want to make millions of dollars. I guess all those quants have actual skills instead of just wasting their time gossiping at brunch. One guy asked the question, why is it women's goal to become a financial parasite to a wealthy man? Number 7, we have another post-wall woman saying that a 30-year-old man has no business dating an 18-year-old woman. I wonder if she's serious about this, or if this is just for attention. She wants to shame the older, attractive, and successful guys into dating someone like her instead, and saying this also gets her attention from simps. Also, something tells me that she's definitely over the age of 23. Moving on, this man married 4 women at the same time and discovered that they were all transgendered. Trust me, he knew. He was just pretending like he didn't. Are you telling me he didn't sample the Wiener Schnitzel merchandise before he bought it? As far as I'm concerned, he married his fellow men, though. Plot twist, he's a trans man. Just kidding. But I almost had you going there for a moment. I remember a time when marriage was between a man and a woman, and not between 5 guys. Number 5, Alec Baldwin's wife is 26 years younger than him, and she now shares the secret to their long-lasting 14-year marriage. Money. It must be the money, right? Or maybe she's turned on by killers who use boomsticks, and she probably fantasizes about him pointing at her too. But by the look on his face, she's probably got his balls in her purse. Plus, if you know anything about the green line test, then you can clearly see that he's the one leaning into her while she stands perfectly upright or leans back. Up next, you know that someday, someone will make another Toy Story sequel using AI, and put the good guy Chucky into it. This isn't the crossover we want. This is the crossover we deserve. I can just see the poster now where Chucky takes out Buzz, Woody, and all the gang. Poor Mr. Potato Head looks like there's blood coming out of that spud. As a kid watching the first Chucky, I was scared while laughing at the same time. At the ending, where he first gets roasted and cut into pieces but still keeps coming back somehow. Number 11, people say the kids today spend way too much time in front of screens. Yet as kids, we spend endless days playing video game consoles to boot. It took me years to pass the first Zelda for NES, with no cheat codes. But kids today don't play games like we used to. We actually have to think to accomplish something. They just get their dopamine rush from doom scrolling. We also couldn't bring the Nintendo or TV to our beds until we got Game Boy or Game Gear. Moving on, here's also a picture of my childhood from the 80s. We were so spoiled by well-written shows, futuristic machines, and masculine characters. We also used to be quite optimistic about the future, and we look forward to it. This is all great, but there's something very important missing here. And it's the Ferrari from Magnum P.I. I can't believe they didn't add it to the picture. As well as the white one from Miami Vice. How could they forget that? Number 13, why is it that most polyamorous people look the same? Because they all have the same psychological problems and think that having more sex will fix them. We really need to see the popularity of crazy colored hair, nose rings, and tattoos go down. On the bright side, at least we can't smell her through the screen. I guess that's one silver lining. Now doesn't she look so much better natural with the proper necklace around her neck? Optics looks like George Lucas pulled a Bill Burr before he even was a Bill Burr. Dude's a billionaire, he can have any hot white woman he wants. Maybe he's got chocolate fever or something. Either that or he turned to the dark side, literally. Imagine how much better Star Wars would have been if George had never gotten a divorce from his wife who edited the first film. She actually died recently. Rest in peace. Number 15, people say that stories about the Japanese regrowing human teeth, ending dentures and implants forever is within reach. Yes, they're actually doing trials. And if everything goes smoothly, it'll become commercially available by 2030. I guess it's time to start putting the dental studios out of business. The drug works as a monoclonal antibody that neutralizes the USAG1 protein, which normally suppresses the development of dormant third set tooth buds in the jaw. By blocking this protein, the treatment aims to stimulate the natural growth of functional teeth. Moving on, here's proof that they really are using AI to make Henry Cavill look bad. Probably because no one wants to see the new Supergirl movie. My first guess is that's Mark Ruffalo's face partially posted on Cavill's body. How dumb do they think we are when here's just a handful of the issues with that photo? The sideways Adam's apple, the pointy elf ears get me every time. They also gave him a black George Floyd nose for some reason as well. Number 17, oi, do you have a license for that sunshine, mate? Back in 1696, the British government decided to tax sunlight. Houses were charged by the number of windows they had. Many folks boarded or bricked up their windows, choosing to live in darkness instead of paying the government. This is their generation's version of the carbon tax or net zero. When I went to a museum on Long Island, I was told about a closet tax. You had to pay extra for them because it impacted the armoire business. Or when cities demanded that every car on the road employ someone in front of them to carry a flag. Optics, as someone remember Captain Harris and Proctor. Well, there they are, like they just got back from the reunion at the Blue Oyster. The only one missing here is Bobcat Goldstein. I grew up going to the 20th Street Elementary School in southern Toronto in Etobicoke, which is actually across the road from the old asylum where they actually filmed the Police Academy movies. Today it's been converted to the Humber College and it's full of Jeets. Number 19, sometimes I wish I had clinomania or the urge to stay in bed all day. I thought I did have that once, and it turns out that I was just depressed because my life was way too easy. It's just bed rotting by another name. In China, it's called laying flat. Whatever you want to call it, it's laziness by a different word. I'd love to spend all day in bed, but just after one day, it just becomes too damn boring unless maybe the woman in the picture was there with me. Moving on is Paperboy, one of the games that never gets old. Just seeing this made me go and play it right now. As a kid, I only never made it to the third level. Another game that never gets tiring is Balloon Fight, and I only discovered that a few years ago. And they say that vintage gaming sucks. As for Paperboy, I only got to play the NES version, and I didn't realize it was actually an arcade version first. Now I'm obsessed with completing it. Actually, I did make it to Saturday, which is day 6. Number 21, Bill Gates says he's only going to leave $10 million each to his 3 children when he dies. He thinks that inheriting large amounts of money will hurt their ability to make their own way through life. I used to think that wealthy people were crazy for not helping their kids by giving them all that money. Now I see things differently. I think that giving your kids tens of millions of dollars is only worth it if they learn to manage that cash. Otherwise, there's a good chance that it can destroy them. Also, it's shocking that his kids actually look human. Also, too bad about his plans because his ex-wife will give them hundreds of millions just to spite him. Up next, if women are always right, how do lesbians settle arguments? Probably divorce or domestic abuse because they have the highest rates of partner-on-partner violence of all couple types. They definitely can't get their grievances settled through sex, though, because there's no 6-inch swing-swang in the bedroom to smash them until they can no longer think straight. Get it? Think straight. And why would they want to think straight in the first place? They're gay. Number 23, the guy in the top left, robbed a bank 2 hours after this picture. She says you'll never know who you'll bump into. I'm sure that most of you didn't realize that Epstein was also in this picture. How long did it take you to spot Pedo Waldo there in the top right quadrant? It's called misdirection, and muff magicians use it all the time. She should be careful or she might disappear into a human trafficking ring. Moving on, who's excited for this new Star Wars trilogy with 10 episodes? I'm certainly not, and I won't go and pay to see it either. I want them to remake episodes 7, 8, and 9 with Mara Jade and Admiral Thrawn in the Timothy Zahn trilogy. And if Disney doesn't do it, I'm sure some fans out there will do it instead. Andor proved to us that Star Wars isn't dead if it's done correctly. Disney even got rid of the new trilogy in Galaxy's Edge and is now giving people the characters they want to see. Number 25 and the last one talk about female nature on display through community notes. Jessica says that women only want true love and that they don't care about money. As we all know, women are looking for financial resources in their partners more than men are looking for it in women. But in a way, she's right because she's looking for the love and commitment from a Chad. And many women, if they get that, are willing to support that chat financially. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.